Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Ray back on the show. Ramon is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? He's been an entrepreneur. He's been a statesman. He's been a bureaucrat, even when he was an entrepreneur. When he was a bureaucrat, he's an editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine, author of The Facebook Guide to Selling Business Marketing, also Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He is such an amazing resource, and we love having him in our world. Ramon Ray, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's good to be here, man, and I'm so glad to be friends with you and be able to provide this value to your audience for that many years. So it's really an honor. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
You know
it's
we don't
good
want
to have
you here
back.
Anymore, so thank you.
So you recently went to an event, and you learned some things there, and I want you to tell us about what happened, where you went, what happened, and what you learned.
Absolutely. So as you may know, Jim, there are so many massive associations for all kinds of industries. And this was new for me, Jim. This was the Professional Photographers of America. 10,000 photographers actually right in Nashville. Who would know? So that's one big thing,
right?
To know that there's industries we can't think of. And there I was one of the speakers amongst many. And three key things we talked about, and we can dive into this as you wish. I think one, photographers have a tendency to go very broad. We can serve everybody. Portrait photography, kids mm-hmm. photography, corporate photography.
Well, you know why? Because when they're starting out, they need the business. When I started my consulting company, I would do anything. I was broad. I went broad.
Exactly.
I needed the business.
And the message of the day that we're trying to tell them, as you're growing, as you know, Jim, broad just doesn't work, because there's people who are now specializing. And some people are, in fact, specializing in regular regular phone photography business for animals and pets. So we were saying the key, go niche. And I know it's hard, Jim, because you just said it. You need the money. But I find that those who are going broad and they're trying to be all things to all people, they may be losing out by those who are specialists in a particular slice of the industry,
right,
whether it's photography or whatever. And word of mouth travels faster as you're going niche.
Right.
So I think that's something that's powerful. And
but it is an evolutionary thing, though, because I remember my first consulting job was to design a business card.
Oh.
And that wasn't how I saw myself going, but I needed the business, and it led me to more business with that customer. And so I said, yes, I'll design your business card. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next few years, I was able to focus more. I was able to become more niche oriented, but it was because I'd built a brand.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're
you
right.
Know, so you have you know, to, so we need to make sure, one thing we need to make sure we mm-hmm. differentiate between the fundamental advice that you're giving about focusing,
right,
and being good at what you do. Adam Smith called it the division of labor, right? That's what it is.
Absolutely correct.
We all do what we're best at. There's no question about that. But we also have to give a nod to the people who are trying to get it out of the ground and make sure they realize that we know how that is, because I know you do too.
For sure. I mean, when I was starting out in speaking, Jim, I'd speak everywhere I could. Now I try to focus a bit more. But to your point, you're right. I think that word is thrown around quite a bit. Go niche, go niche, go niche. But hey, that's why you're the small business advocate. I think good point to those who are out there saying, well, we got to go a bit more broad. We can't just serve pink cats in Alaska.
That's right.
We got to serve a bit more people.
Tell the audience what you – when you say the word niche, you say niche, mm-hmm. I say niche, you say tomato, I say tomato. Tell us what you mean when you say that.
Sure. Here's what I mean, is that we can pick another industry, but I'll go to a guy who's laying carpets. You can decide, I'm going to lay carpets to anybody who needs carpets. Or you can say, we specialize in new housing developments who need new carpets. So the point being is that you may have the skill set to go very broad and help everybody in the marketplace. But I find that if you can specialize to a certain slice of that market, let's say you're an accountant. We're accountants to celebrity entertainers. We don't do doctor's offices. We don't do doggy daycares. We specialize in celebrity entertainers.
Right.
That's what I mean by niche or niche, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, stratify them. And there's no better place in the world to find and build a niche, and including your own that you created, than in America. This is a stratified economy. It's amazing. It's like phyllo dough, right? I mean, you cook it and it makes a million little slices of opportunity. We come back. I want to talk about strategic alliances and partnerships that fit right into the niche thing that Ramon's talking about. And I've got some examples. We'll talk about that with Ramon Ray after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.